The Nuclear Regulatory Commission holds annual meetings in Brattleboro to present its assessment of safety regarding Vermont Yankee. Brattleboro Reformer reporter Josh Stiltz covers Vermont Yankee for the paper. He says last night's meeting started cordially, but took an odd twist as it progressed.
As the meeting transferred to a question and answer forum, a group of women from the Shut It Down Affinity Group were very cordial and made a semicircle and just silently stood there. The person running the meeting decided that they were not going to start the meeting until these women sat in the audience, calling the display disrespectful and kind of outrageous. And so that lit a fire within the crowd and started asking the questions of, well, we should take a vote. Let's see if people want to continue this meeting with them standing there. And a large group of the crowd actually joined the women. It was a very weird meeting. I've never seen the intensity on both sides.
Shut It Down Affinity Group member Hattie Nessel was surprised by the reaction to their silent protest to the NRC.
We wore white masks and black to show the death throes of being in this nuclear zone. And we were just standing there in silent witness. We were not saying anything and not being disruptive at all. And when they said that they wouldn't conduct the meeting, the people in the audience got very angry and said, why won't you conduct the meeting? They wanted the meeting to go on. And the NRC walked out. I don't know what their issue was, but it should not have been an issue. They should not have walked out. We were not being disruptive.
New England Coalition member George Harvey attended last night's meeting, intending to present a prepared statement to NRC officials. Harvey characterizes the proceedings as unique and a bit bizarre.
I have not been to a meeting like this before. It was unique because the people who went to the front of the room and were chanting and so forth were talking about democracy. And what they did was they took over the meeting. They just took over the meeting. A lot of it was people saying, we don't want Vermont Yankee. Why do we have to have it? What do we have to do to get you to look at this from our point of view? The meeting was rowdy, and it was even disrespectful at times. But at the same time, there was a clear appreciation of what was good work being done, where it was being done. I think that there was no reason for the representatives from the NRC to feel like they were threatened in any way.
The Vermont Energy Partnership supports continued operation of Vermont Yankee. Spokesman Guy Page says Vermonters allow civil discussion during contentious and emotionally charged issues.
I wish that that had been observed last night. On the other hand, I do understand that they feel very strongly about this and that they believe that they're not being listened to. They appear to be a lot of the same people who come to these meetings on a regular basis. And it was kind of like an Occupy protest within an NRC hearing.
The NRC completed the meeting after agency officials spent some time in an adjacent hallway while the public conducted a meeting without them. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.